On the topic of content creation, there's a huge shift making professional launch videos accessible and free for anyone. The video summary from Peter Yang highlights that what once required thousands of dollars or complex software, like After Effects, can now be generated almost instantly using coding agents and tools such as Hyperframes. Hyperframes is presented as an amazing tool because it constructs entire AI videos not just with footage, but by piecing together HTML, CSS, and JavaScript code, making the video fundamentally code-based. The process is remarkably simple. You provide a website URL to your agent, which then pulls all the necessary assets, generates a full storyboard, writes the scene breakdowns, and produces the final MP4 video entirely through its programming capabilities. To go even further, the briefing shared tips for when you don't have a live website to start with. If you are working from Figma designs or concept notes, you must manually provide foundational assets and context to your project folder, so the agent has groundwork to follow. This ability to turn simple web data into polished, professional video is fundamentally changing how content marketing can operate. Moving into broader AI industry news, the latest brief points out that the past week was defined by a significant industry realignment, largely fueled by government concerns and export control directives impacting major models like Fable 5 and Mythos 5. This highlights a growing systemic risk, relying too heavily on one single model architecture or vendor. As a result of this instability, two major trends are emerging. First is the massive shift toward open source and open weight Chinese models. Models like GLM 5.2 are receiving praise for passing what reviewers call the vibe check, meaning they offer stellar performance while remaining fast and incredibly cheap to run locally. This emphasis on open access gives companies more control and reduces reliance on single corporate providers. Second, there's a rise in advanced architectural solutions like OpenRouter's Fusion API. Instead of committing to one model, this approach fans out your prompt to an entire panel of different models simultaneously. It uses a judge model to analyze all the outputs and select the absolute best answer for the specific job, achieving high intelligence at a fraction of the cost. Finally, the briefing touched on market developments like SpaceX's acquisition of Cursor, which could signal big moves in full-featured AI development. The overall takeaway is that while there remains speculation about the return of restricted models, the immediate industry focus has shifted toward building resilient, open, and multi-model architectures